We talked about it personally over a year ago in Houston, and then subsequently with his office as they were kicking around ideas. And our specific concern was taking a small section of the trucking industry and putting the back and burden of the of our state infrastructure directly on them when it comes to raising any taxes. And it's not like we're opposed to raising taxes. We continue to propose raising the fuel tax. It is a user fee. Far too many elected officials are afraid to take a look at it. And this is something that has to be addressed. It hasn't been done in so long.
This idea, John, from Senator Cornyn, give me an idea of how much it would cost the average truck driver here in Texas in a given year.
Well, in a given year, if we're talking about 25 cents a mile, which is what he said in his statement yesterday, the average truck is going to be driving anywhere from 80 to 100,000 miles a year. So we're talking about $25,000 in addition to what they're seeing today. And again, the truck driver salaries are on the rise with their demand. There's no question. We've seen that through the pandemic. But $25,000 for a truck driver that's making, you know, $50,000 to $65,000 on average around Central Texas, especially around the entire state of Texas, that just gives you an idea of just how aggressive that is.
If just an average Texan is listening to what you're saying here and they're thinking, well, if this is a tax on the trucking industry, what does it have to do with me? What does it have to do with the rest of us?
The tax on the trucking industry is a tax on everyone. I challenge all to name one thing. Trucking is delivering everything except for babies since the time a truck first appeared on our highways. It brings everything, gas, groceries, you name it, when you're going to see an increased cost on everything at a time when Texans, not a good time for Texans to see any increased cost.
Where do you plan to go from here on this, John? Do you plan to try to reach out to Senator Cornyn and have a discussion with him?
Well, we already have, and we'll continue to reach out and voice our concerns. We were very disappointed to hear this, like everyone else heard it in the committee. But we anticipate visiting with them later in the week. They're working right now to schedule a conversation with us that would hopefully give us some more insight into that proposal, and we hope that they will certainly take our considerations as well.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.